Once again, we are back. Hello, everybody. James Murphy with Evolution for Success Coaching, your personal life coach with a podcast to change your life in 5 minutes or less. How cool is that? Today, what I want to talk to you about is technology. And I want to talk about being careful in how you're using these communications of convenience in our life today. And communications of convenience are, I'm talking about anything that is not personal, anything that's typed. So I'm talking about text messaging. I'm talking about the telephone. I'm talking about Facebook updates, tweet updates, Twitter accounts, you name it. That's what I'm talking about, right? Facebook, LinkedIn, all those wonderful social media sites. I want you to be careful with those. Because while it's great to have 500 friends on Facebook, have 800 friends on your business page, have 800 business, 1,000 business contacts on LinkedIn, there's an upside and there's downside to this communication of convenience. Because on one hand, it's fantastic having updates that are of value, adding information in new science, new technology, all the sharing of information back and forth makes these communications of convenience very, very, very powerful. And at the same time, I want to make two distinctions. The first one is this. If you're having these communications of convenience while you're interrupting people that you're actually with face to face, you're telling them that they are not as important as your phone. My kids are like that at dinner. Every once in a while, we'll be sitting there at dinner, and that's like the 20 or 30 minutes a day where we get together and everybody is like there. There's no TV, no Xbox, no Hannah Montana, no, what's that other show my daughter watches? Liberty Kids, right? We're all there, just us. And when the phone starts ringing, my son's cell phone starts buzzing, the first reaction of my kids is to get up, jump out, and say, who is that? Who's on the phone? They want to know who's there. Even when somebody rings the doorbell, on those off chances, they can't help themselves. They got to know who's there. And it's a distraction. I'm trying to tell my kids, in this moment, our dinner time is sacred in our relationship, who they are, how I need them in the family, and building that communication, the 20, 30 minutes we have a day, and sometimes not even every day, between piano and Krav Maga and self-defense class and my public speaking and this and that and everything else. It doesn't happen a lot. So telling them and showing them, hey, you are the most important thing in the world. You know what? Those communications of convenience are actually taking us away from each other. And the great communication of convenience is actually a great communication crasher. It doesn't work in building the relationships that we want to have. The other thing is this. I would like for you to take a look at your communications. Because the bottom line, if you're in business, if you're communicating with people, they're in person building these personal relationships through Facebook and Twitter and all these things. You know, it's great to have those 800 friends, but are you really being a friend? Because friends give first. Friends add value first. Zig Ziglar says it this way. I love it. It's one of his most popular things. He says, you'll get everything in life if you just help enough other people get what they want in life. So what are you actually spending your time tweeting about? How are you adding value to the people there? Because I got to tell you, nobody cares what you had for lunch. If it's a business reply, if it's a personal reply, nobody cares you just went for a workout and you're all hot and sweaty and stinky. Nobody cares about the great Chipotle burrito that you just had and how you ate. Nobody cares about, hey, I just picked up my kids from preschool and we're on our way home sitting in the traffic jam. Nobody cares about any of that stuff. That's communication of babble. That's not helping. When you got 800 friends, somebody's supposed to sort through all that stuff? But there is a difference between adding some value first in your communications through Facebook and LinkedIn, which is, you know what, how are you adding some value? Are you connecting people together? Are you forwarding this article about the mortgage business, or this article that's of convenience? You know what? I know who my friends are because my birthday was last Friday, and over 40 people on my website, my personal Facebook page, actually said happy birthday. Now, that was pretty wonderful, since a lot of my own family didn't even call to wish me happy birthday. Now, that is a communication of importance, because you know what? That's a true friend. That's someone who's looking to add value by using this social media. They're there to help other people. I learned this quote when I first came to coaching. I've never, ever forgot it. It's the one thing that guides me and leads me in my whole purpose, my whole goal of changing over 100,000 people's lives, which is, it is always worthwhile to let others know of their worth. Malcolm Forbes said that, and I never have forgotten that. It's the whole guiding force of all my coaching, all my interactions with my friends, all my interactions with my kids, with my wife. I want them to know and see the value that I see in them. They are important. They are unique. They are golden. Everybody has their gift to give. And that's what life's all about, is figuring that out so that you can. So if your communications don't really add something to people, so you're showing them that you're their friend by how you show up in your posts, then I would say you're just adding to the clutter of the internet. You're cluttering the communication channels. You're cluttering life. You're distracting yourself for no good reason from the relationships that you have right now in front of you with the people that you're communicating with. That person at the store doesn't need to be interrupted in their conversation with you so that you can tell everybody that what you just bought at Walmart. No, you got to be saying, hey, making an impact on that person's life by showing them their worth in that moment, instead of writing some junk about what you just had to eat or what you just bought. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares you're hot and stinky. So add value in these communications of convenience, and you'll be amazed what will be returned to you when you need it the most. Those 40 birthday wishes last week were the biggest gift I had for my birthday, besides what my wife and my kids gave me. 40 people that actually took time out of their day to make me feel important, to say, hey, you have value. We've seen the value. We see the emotion that you've added. We see that, and we acknowledge you for that. So always focus, whether it's in person by not interrupting with these communications of convenience, or when you have the appropriate time to use those communications of convenience to actually make a difference, do it and make a difference. Let people know you care. Let them know that they are important, that you see them, you acknowledge them, and you will be more rich and more rewarded and more fulfilled than anybody else on the planet. So take that, use it, let me know how you're doing with it, and I look forward to continuing to bring you some positive, powerful, emotional messages, normally in 5 minutes or less. Today's a little bit over, but continue to live with positive passion and emotional intensity, and we'll see you next time on the podcast of the week from Evolution for Success.